It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. You know, next week, Dishing Up Nutrition is changing to a new time. Next Saturday, tune in to Dishing Up Nutrition at 12 o'clock. So as you're kind of having lunch, you can just settle back and listen to Dishing Up Nutrition. So,
We'll be here.
We will. So welcome to Wendy Cates Dancer as our co-host today. Wendy, you know, is a registered nurse, a nutrition educator, a counselor. And last week, you presented to a large 75 volunteer firefighters at Eden Prairie and also to a large suburban church, too, a group of people.
So you were out teaching a lot. I was busy last week, but it's great. It's really great when communities want to come together to learn about nutrition, you know, to have 75 firefighters and to have, people in church wanting us to come and talk to them. I had a little group of seniors. I actually had a mandar that he was just kind of going like this. Yeah. And he says, tell him, Wendy, about those chickens that don't have any feathers. We can't eat eggs from those chickens. And this man he came up and talked to me afterwards. He was 92.
Okay.
He looked like he was in his late 60s.
Wow, that's great.
He goes, this is my wife. She's 12 years younger than I am. And he's been eating the way that we teach all of his life. He grew up on a farm, and he just was totally sold.
Oh, so that's great.
It was wonderful.
So what group was that in?
That was a little seniors group over in Montemite.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
He probably drove himself there.
He did. Yes, he did. I mean, I couldn't believe it. When he told me he was 92, it was unbelievable. So it's great that people are, really want to get this information.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I told them, I'm getting way ahead of myself, but back up here. But it's like the research shows that it doesn't matter what age you are.
That's right.
You can significantly change your health.
You can change
nutrition.
That basic biochemistry by what you put in your mouth.
Yeah, and I was actually talking to them about memory, and most people think, well, once your brain cells are gone, they're gone, but you can do a whole lot.
We know that.
Yes, we do.
I keep working on mine, for sure.
You have great memory. Yours is better than mine. So we know that, and we're so excited that people they want more information, and they want correct information. And we know that people are surfing the net, they're watching TV, newspapers, reading magazines, and they're starting to realize the importance of nutrition. They're actually we've been saying this for a couple years now, Dar, connecting the dots between what they put in their mouth
that.
And their health problems.
You love people connecting the dots.
Yes, I do. So they're actually seeking out information, reading labels, and trying to figure out what they can eat.
I hear that all the time. People are reading labels. So we always know that January is the time people recommit to their health.
Yeah, just go to the health club and try to find a parking space, right? Or a machine to work out on. And we also know that research data tells us that 67% of the population is now overweight.
And I bet 65% of those decided this week for sure that they will start losing weight.
Yep, exactly. This week.
Yes. They had to take a few days off from the first of the year. This week is when things start.
Yeah, that's right. So when all the diet places are advertising, you can lose 3 to 5 pounds every week. By Valentine's Day, you can be 30 pounds lighter. Yes, wishful advertising makes it sound way too simple.
It does. And I think most people realize if they lose, if they lose weight fast, they will regain it fast. And then next January, I hear this from clients all the time. I lost 20 pounds at this place, but now I'm 30 pounds overweight. And in a year, they went down, and then they came back up, and they're 10 pounds heavier. So, you know, it's amazing how people think that if they do these low calories, quick fixes, it doesn't work. And, you know, we know that, you know, obesity epidemic is really getting to be more and more.
It's a crisis.
It's a crisis. Mm-hmm. And so we have been really studying and researching this topic about weight gain and solutions on how to kind of kickstart your metabolism.
And I like that. When I read that, kickstart. It's like,
and it's really a
new saw the big foot coming up there.
Yep. It's really a new field of study called the science of weight loss. And, you know, I believe that most people really want to improve their metabolism, and they want to feel better.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, to coin one of your phrases, Dar, that everyone needs a metabolic makeover.
Mm-hmm.
I love that term.
Yeah.
A metabolic makeover.
Almost everyone, it seems like.
Well, so, we know that last week you and Christina were talking about fats, and that all fats are not a problem. Just what we need to look out for is the manufactured fats, the trans fats, and those refined oils.
So if you missed last week's show and want to improve your metabolism, you know, you can go to our website, weightandwellness.com, click on radio show, and play the January 5th show. Because trans fats and refined oils, you know, those refined oils such as corn oil or soy oil, actually slow your metabolism. And healthy fats such as butter, olive oil, nuts, olives, all those, they increase your metabolism.
Wow, I bet that's a new thought for most of our listeners. You're kind of shaking your head in disbelief. Fats actually increase my metabolism? That's not what we've been told for years.
You know, I think that is a very interesting issue. You know, it hasn't been until recently, in the past 10 years, that we have seen real research, you know, conducted by university scientists, not research funded by food companies. You know, real fats increase metabolism. Real fats, it reduces insulin resistance. It's the interesting thing about trans fats, it actually increases insulin resistance. So good fats reduce insulin resistance, and trans fats increase insulin resistance.
And most of us want to reduce
insulin resistance. Yes.
So trans fats in those muffins that you pick up on the way to your office, negatively, we want people to start thinking about this, negatively affect your metabolism by literally speaking directly to your DNA, turning on a gene that slows down your metabolism.
Oh, Wendy, I don't know if you noticed on TV, there was of our presidential candidates that had
a big
box of donuts that he was taking to his, his campaign. I thought, I'm not sure I'm going to vote for him.
Will he be able to think? Yeah. I can hear it all now.
You know, it's like, like you said, it turns off your DNA, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We don't want that. We don't want those signals to our DNA to turn off our metabolism. And if that happens, we're going to be storing fat.
We are. So think about that. As you're thinking about that as a listener, you know, if you eat trans fats, as you start for that muffin in the morning and you're actually affecting your DNA, can you think about what it might say to yourself?
Yeah. What we want to say is that, well, we want to get something good. That speaking increase our metabolism.
Exactly.
And we really want to focus, you know, to remember, you know, we need to look at the science. Science versus advertising.
Exactly.
That's what I say. We want to look at the science of really what is going on. Like you said, I mean, this is really new science, that these fats speak to our DNA.
That's right. So actually, what we're trying to say is that weight loss science explains good metabolism stops when you are eating trans fats, and it starts when you're eating good fats.
So we want optimal metabolism and optimal weight loss, and we're going to do that by eating good fats that speak to our DNA and increase our metabolism. Olive oil, butter, coconut oil, nuts and seeds, avocados. And olives.
And I know people still have, they shake their head and they can't hardly believe it. But there's another special kind of good fat known as essential fatty acids that actually have been shown to turn on your metabolism. And so we've asked our friend Greg Peterson to join us today as our essential fatty acid expert.
Woohoo! I've been kind of feeling like a little mouse in the corner here at the beginning of the show here. And all these thoughts, I was thinking, you know, when you're talking about kickstarting your metabolism, I was thinking about going out and riding my Harley.
Actually, well, hey, there we go.
Well, you got your Harley sweatshirt on today.
Yeah. I'm dreaming. You know?
Well, I have a question for you, Greg, before we get started about specifically research. But, you know, because Dar had mentioned before that, you know, you do Slim Fast or you do one of these quick weight loss programs and you lose a ton of weight, but then you gain that back and even more.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Well, you know, one of the big things on that is, and if you remember a while back, Ultra Slim Fast had that program where they had these NFL coaches losing weight, and I remember Parcells was one, and there's like three or four other ones, and they all lost a lot of weight, and they looked good for a while, but if you look at them now, they're all back to where they were before, and sometimes even bigger yet. And there was a study that was done on Ultra Slim Fast a few years ago that showed that the weight loss that was coming from Ultra Slim Fast was muscle wasting. So actually, they were, even though they're losing weight, they're losing percentages of muscle. So once they got off of the program, they actually had now less muscle, more fat than before they started the Ultra Slim Fast. And we know muscle has a higher metabolic rate. It burns calories more effectively than fat. So it really stresses to me that you have to go to people that really know what they're doing. They give you proper advice on lifestyle, diet, specific supplementation, if you're going to be successful at weight loss.
For the long term.
For the long term,
well,
yes.
Well, not only that, but keeping your body healthy.
Precisely.
Exactly, yep. Which is important.
You know, I think I just want to let people know who Greg is. Greg is Greg Peterson. He's from Nutrition Dynamic. He is a co-owner of that company, and it's a company that really helps all of us, all the people in the healthcare professions to become better educated in the field of nutrition.
That's why we have him here, to become better educated.
And I know, you know, he's been on our state fair shows and different shows, and people love, they just love to ask him questions. So we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Often as nutritionists, we are asked, if I eat right, do I need to take supplements? Here's some interesting research reported in the British Journal of Nutrition. Canadian researchers found that men who take supplements weigh less on average, and that women who use supplements have a reduction in cravings and appetite. Other research has shown even a deficiency of one nutrient can cause an increase in cravings and appetite. A deficient of certain nutrients can result in the brain receiving more messages to eat more. So if you have questions for Greg,
it's biochemistry.
It is. Give us a call at 651-641-1071.
Don't look now. Things just got worse. I'm drunk.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutrition educator, and counselor, and I'm here with Dar Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and our very special guest, Greg Peterson, from Nutritional Dynamics, a company that supplies professional quality, high-quality supplements to healthcare professionals. Greg and his company are believers and supporters of nutritional education. They make their information available to all healthcare professionals and have leading-edge research information for us just about every week.
Right. And, Greg, you know, I've been attending your sponsored nutrition seminars probably for 25 years.
And we're both in grade school, I think, at the time, weren't we?
You know, you were 12.
Yeah.
I really have appreciated the fact that you bring in experts from all over that are bringing in the latest research, basically. And, you know, you've brought in people on depression, inflammation. And because we have such an epidemic of weight problems these days, you know, you've brought in experts on that field, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've really helped educate all of us in this. And probably will keep doing that for a while, won't you?
Absolutely.
We hope so.
Yeah, and I thank you for taking that information and bringing it to the communities and helping to improve healthcare around the Twin City, greater Twin City area as well. So I salute you as well.
Oh, thank you.
It's mutual.
So let's get back to talking about fats and essential fatty acids.
We know a lot of people just can't get their heads around the idea that healthy fatty acids can increase metabolism. Greg, is there any research for our listeners supporting that information?
Well, there's really, you know, quite a bit. There's been some things on the omega-3 fatty acids, the EPA, DHA that we talk about. One piece I saw here recently that actually, if you get adequate amounts of the EPA, DHA into your diet on a daily basis, it has many beneficial things. One is that it reduces, the fact that you have the size of the fat cells. You know, they call that hypertrophy of the fat cells. It reduces the size of the fat cells.
Now, say that again. The omega, what reduces the fat cells?
The omega-3s, the EPA, DHA, things that you've been talking about for years at this point.
I know, I think listeners are really going to be interested in how to reduce fat cells.
Well, it is really pretty fascinating, when you think of it.
It's very fascinating.
Because you really, theoretically, the things you hear is you can't change the number of fat cells you have, just the size of the fat cells. And the EPA, DHA reduces the size of the fat cells. Then also what it does is it reduces they called hyperplasia, which is producing more fat cells. So it actually reduces the ability of more fat cells to be produced. Yeah, so it's pretty incredible stuff.
Greg, about how much do you need to take of this omega-3 fatty acids to help reduce fat cells?
Well, it's going to be in that range of, pretty much a minimum of about 2,000 milligrams a day. That's kind of, I think, mostly the starting point. Some of the things I've seen, it can take up to like even 6,000 milligrams a day of EPA, DHA. So somewhere in that, I'd say 2,000 to 6,000 milligram range would be good.
So that is, anywhere from 2 to 6 gel capsules, wouldn't it be, probably?
Yeah, in that range, right, exactly. Because they're usually about 1,000 milligram, capsules, and so like 2 to 6 of those a day would be good.
And does it happen overnight?
No, the one study.
Before Valentine's Day?
You can't.
Give me some of those.
You look sexy on the beach this summer. You better start now.
I think that's the other thing that people often think. If they start taking it today, by tomorrow, they should be smaller in size. Well, it doesn't happen that way, does it?
Not quite.
But, I think I've read some research where it might take like up to 6 months before you really start to notice a difference in some of these fat cells in the body size. So before we continue with this, unless you have something you want to say, Wendy?
No, okay. We're going to take a caller, right? I think that's a great idea.
Hi, Ruth. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is about vitamin A. I recently read that there's some studies that have gone on about beta carotene causing cancer in smokers.
Oh, this would be a great question.
Or maybe ex-smokers, too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that research, Greg?
Yeah, that was, thinking about the same piece of research, it was the Finnish study that was done, quite a few years ago.
Okay.
And it was really based on, inadequate information, because what they didn't tell you is that the Finns were major smokers and heavy drinkers. And by taking...
They are?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Well, that goes to that northern latitude, I think. And that just by giving one antioxidant like beta carotene, they were expecting big things. But what happens is, beta carotene has to work with the other antioxidants, like vitamin A and vitamin C and vitamin E and et cetera, for them to collectively be able to diffuse or neutralize the free radicals that increase disease. So by itself, it wasn't substantial, given the fact that these people had so many other lifestyle factors that were out of control.
So that actually didn't work. And did it actually increase the cancer risk? Greg, do you remember that part of the study?
Yeah, that was kind of what the media brought out. Of course, the media likes to sensationalize things. But if we really looked at the data really carefully, it was pretty much a wash. It didn't really have a statistical difference either way.
One way or the other.
One way or the other. But again, if you're smoking a couple packs a day and drinking a quart of Jack Daniels, chances are beta carotene isn't going to do
exactly.
it for you.
And I think one of the other things, Greg, as long as we're talking about this, can you explain the difference between beta carotene and vitamin A?
You know, that's another, you know, big factor too, is that sometimes, you know, people confuse the two. We know that you can get too much vitamin A. It's a fat soluble, you know, vitamin that can accumulate in the tissues and so forth. But with beta carotene, that really doesn't have that same kind of problem. You know, it comes in from, again, you know, different vegetables and fruits and so forth. And the body will convert a certain amount of it to vitamin A if the body needs the vitamin A. But if it doesn't, it just stays as beta carotene, and then beta carotene carries on all of its positive antioxidant effects as well.
And, you know, a great source of a real vitamin A would be like cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, usually we say take a teaspoon of cod liver oil a day, or maybe two at the most, something like that. And that's right, about the right amount of vitamin A then.
And that also will give us those wonderful omega-3 fatty acids that we're looking for to decrease our metabolism.
Exactly.
So 1 teaspoon of that, or 1 tablespoon?
1 teaspoon, usually. 1 or 2 teaspoons of cod liver oil a day gives you sufficient amount of vitamin A. Now, that's different than the beta carotene. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, but if you were taking a multivitamin that had, like, they usually have pretty high amounts of vitamin A. Like,
yeah, usually they have higher amounts of beta carotene and lower amounts of vitamin A, most multivitamins. You have to really look at the label carefully on those.
Yeah.
So did we answer your questions?
I think so, yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Ruth.
Much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I know what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break here.
Okay.
So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Remember, next week, January 19th, Dishing Up Nutrition will move to 12 o'clock on Saturday. You know, we're really excited about this because so many people have asked us, come on, you guys. Can you be on earlier? And the station said yes. So if you have questions.
We are excited.
We are. So if you have questions, call us at 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, nutritional educator, and counselor, and I'm here with Dar Kvist, nutritionist, and our special guest, Greg Peterson, co-owner of Nutritional Dynamics, a company providing quality supplements and leading-edge nutrition information to healthcare professionals, and that would be us, right, Dar?
Exactly. You know, I was looking at two recent research articles about a special fatty acid called conjugated linoleic acid, or we call it CLA. CLA is a fatty acid that we used to have in meat. It comes from grass-fed animals.
Used to have in meat.
Well,
yeah.
You know, it's when animals are fed corn and soybeans,
right.
They don't make it. But if it's grass-fed meat, that's why we recommend grass-fed meat.
And so several years ago, probably 100 years ago, 200 years ago, all farm animals lived on grass. Therefore, we consumed a lot of CLA, didn't we?
We did. So, Greg, what has some of the research been on CLA?
Really quite a bit of research on CLA through the years. And you know, like you're saying, we don't get a lot of it in our diet because who eats, you know, your organic or grass-fed, you know, meats and so forth. So many times we have to supplement it because we just, again, don't get it in our diet. But there's been good research to find out that you lose specifically abdominal fat, you know, which is the heart fat to get rid of. We know it's the fat that's been associated with most degenerative disease and inflammatory states and so forth. And there's an article I saw here recently, too, that's interesting, that not only does it decrease this abdominal fat and fat overall, but it has a very good effect in increasing muscle strength and endurance with people, too. So as we get older, we know we lose muscle mass. And
right.
That's one of the indicators of poor aging, is we lose muscle mass, we become weaker and so forth. And so now if you have something that actually has been shown to decrease body fat while increasing muscle mass and strength, that's good.
Well, you know,
wonderful.
I think that, again, it's one of those things that we have to take sufficient amount of for it to work. And it's, I think the research shows that we have to take about 400 milligrams or 4,000 milligrams, which is about 4 of those oil capsules every day,
mm-hmm.
up to 6 months before you'll start to notice a difference.
Again, right. That's that patience. It's not that's not going to be a quick fix, right?
That's right. Exactly. You know, maybe, I know we were going to go on, but maybe because we do have so many callers.
We never go on.
Oh, okay.
Let's take some calls.
Hi, Marianne. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yep.
Hi there.
Hi. My question is regarding, I've noticed since this trans fat sort of hysteria, which, I mean, it's reasonable, is that some companies are, food companies are switching over to palm fruit oil or palm oil. And I'm wondering, what is that?
You know what? I know that that's a great question for Wendy. Wendy, you know about palm oil.
Right.
So...
Well, palm oil is, it's a great fat.
Okay.
If it's not refined.
And that's the trick.
You still have to read the labels. And when we're looking at refined versus expeller or cold pressed, it's much cheaper to refine it, and they can do it in bigger quantities. And I think that most of, you know, the big food companies use the refined. Don't you, Dar?
I think so. And, well, you know, a word that you want to look for on the label is if it's been hydrogenated or not.
Right.
And if it isn't, then it's probably an unrefined palm oil, and that's great. They put it in the best of chocolates.
Woohoo! The best of chocolates.
Yes, they do. So, I mean, does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Marianne. Okay, so, we've got more callers,
we
Dar.
Do. So. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Kathy?
Okay.
Hi, Kathy.
Okay.
We just have a little... Hi, Kathy. Oops, we lost Kathy somehow. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right. So,
Okay.
Hi, Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, I have a question. What is a good brand of multivitamin? I mean, I don't necessarily think that what you can buy in a store is good. Plus, I mean, like right now I take a multivitamin, I take a vitamin C, a vitamin E, a calcium, fish oil, L-glutamine, B100s. I mean, is there some place where I can just get it all at one place?
Sure, you can get it at our store.
At
Nutritional Weight and Wellness, we have all those things, and we have a variety of multivitamins. I want to put this question over to Greg. When you're looking at a multivitamin, I have some ways of looking, but mm-hmm. How do you look at a multivitamin so that you know that it's good?
Well, a couple of things I look for right away is it, you know, certified somehow, whether it's GMP, that stands for Good Manufacturing Practices. Another certification could be NSF, the National Sanitary Foundation, and so forth, because at least they're accrediting to make sure that what it says on the label is actually in the product. You know, so that's the number one thing I look at. They look at some kind of content kinds of things as well, too. I mean, I look at some things that have, the whole vitamin E family, the whole vitamin E complex, you know, in there, like your alpha tocopherol, beta tocopherol, and so forth, that you have the whole carotenoid family. We talk about beta carotene a lot, but these are just parts of families. It's a part of the whole carotenoid family. So if you have the whole family, of course, it's going to be more potent, more effective than just a single member of it. So there's a few things I look for.
You get it in one,
sure.
In one, or do you have to get individual ones?
Well, depending on if you have a multivitamin, you think of that as some, basically B vitamins and some antioxidants. But usually you do have to take extra vitamin E, and you have to take extra omega-3s and things like that, and usually extra minerals. The other thing that I do when I look at multivitamins, I look to see what form of magnesium and what form of calcium they're using. If it's calcium carbonate, I don't buy it. If it's calcium citrate, then I say that's probably a good product. The other thing I look at is magnesium, and if it's magnesium oxide, I don't buy it. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to be either a citrate or a chelated form of magnesium. So those are little tricks that you can do. And you can kind of tell then whether it's going to be. Oh, the other
and
one.
And doesn't
I look
Greg
at,
always say you get what you pay for?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
The other thing that
pretty
I
much,
always look
yes.
for is, does it have dyes in it?
Oh.
If it's got number three or yellow number four, or red number, whatever it is, you know, those are chemicals and you don't want those.
Do you think it's even possible to purchase a good quality vitamin, multivitamin in your average Target or Walgreens, or should you be going directly to a nutrition store?
You know, I don't think you can at those places.
I haven't seen, when clients have brought things into me from there, I haven't seen any good ones yet. But that's not to say they're...
That's kind of my take, too. And I can say, as a manufacturer and so forth, years ago, you're always looking at how to expand your business and build your business. And I, you know, went to those kinds of places. And when I was in discussion with their buyers and so forth, it became so clear that quality wasn't the issue. Pricing was the issue. And every time I brought up, you know, about, well, this is higher quality for this reason, it was like, we don't care what's your lowest price you can get. You know, so I'd have to agree with Dar and Wendy that it's probably pretty hard to find high quality in those kind of stores.
Mm-hmm. Even like at a Vitamin Source or places.
You have to take some of your hints and clues and really look at the product. Because
yeah, really read the
some
label.
Some of them are really good and some of them are not. So, you know, it's a lot of information that you need to make sure, unless you just go to some place that you trust.
Yeah.
You know, there's some great companies out there. You know, Greg represents a company called Metagenics, and their quality is wonderful.
Right.
You know, and we have those, but chiropractors have Metagenics products. And so, you know, you can really get good quality products. So.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much for the question.
Okay. So, no, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and we're discussing the role essential fatty acids play in weight loss. You know, if you're struggling with slow metabolism, supplementing with a correct fatty acid may be a solution. You know, this metabolism thing is a real complex topic, and we find most people need guidance from a nutritionist to find the correct fatty acid that will increase their metabolism. The nutritionist at Nutritional Weight and Wellness can provide the guidance in the education. And remember, next Saturday, a new time for Dishing Up Nutrition. It's going to be from 12 to 1 starting January 19th. So if you have questions for us, 651-641-1071.
Worried that your cholesterol is a little high? Has your doctor suggested that you take cholesterol medication or change your diet? If you've decided to change your eating, Nutritional Weight and Wellness has a proven plan to normalize cholesterol numbers. After helping hundreds of people raise their HDL good cholesterol, lower their LDL bad cholesterol, and reduce triglycerides, they're confident diet is the answer. Their diet is scientific. It creates the results you want. The nice thing about their plan is that it's not a starvation diet, and you don't have to eat tofu. You will be amazed how effective nutrition can be in normalizing cholesterol. Even better, there are no side effects. You may also discover other benefits from this approach, such as increased energy and better moods. If you are ready to commit to an eating plan to manage your cholesterol, give Nutritional Weight and Wellness a call at 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com.
Anna recently took the 6-week weight and wellness class from Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Anna, how are these classes unique?
First of all, the weight and wellness approach is based on real food, not on counting calories or on gimmicks like energy bars or weight loss drinks. Instead, the classes gave me the knowledge to make real food choices.
How has the weight and wellness class made a difference in your life?
In this short time, I've seen huge improvements. My energy's increased. My night sweats and hot flashes disappeared. And even though I was eating more food than ever, especially fat, I lost 5 pounds in 4 weeks.
Wow. It sounds like the Weight and Wellness series has really improved your life.
Definitely. Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped me take charge of my health. What could be better than that?
Classes start soon. Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. There is so much great nutritional information to share. So if you want to learn more about metabolism, health, and energy, I really encourage you to take a series of classes called Weight and Wellness, to provide the nutritional knowledge and support to help you take charge of your health. We have classes in Chanhassen, Maple Grove, Wayzata, White Bear Lake, and St. Paul. You can sign up either for a daytime class or an evening class, a Saturday class. If you want more information, please call Lucy. Hi, Lucy. Today at 651-699-3438. 3438 or look online at weightandwellness.com. Life-changing, fun-filled classes, and I will actually be teaching the Friday morning class at White Bear Lake. I'm so excited. Begins next Friday.
And your room is almost full already, I hear.
Yes, yeah. It is, which is great.
But one of the, I just wanted to mention that we have a great Saturday morning class in St. Paul, and we still have spots in that class, and we still have spots in Chanhassen. So all you people that live out in Chaska, Jordan, all my relatives.
Yeah, hello.
Come on in. So let's take a caller. Sherry, you're on the line. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Sherry?
Thank you.
Hi there.
Hi. I am wondering, I joined LA Weight Loss a few weeks ago, and now listening to you, I'm wondering, I have money invested, of course, so I'm wondering if there's any way I can improvise or what I should do.
Well, I think one of the things that you really need to do is you have to make sure you're adding sufficient amount of good fats, or you're going to slow your metabolism down. And I would also add some omega-3 fatty acid, definitely. And I would look very carefully at any of the food items that they have, because the last time I looked at them, they were partially...
Corn syrup.
Corn syrup and partially hydrogenated fat, which we know...
Even in their bars.
Yeah,
correct.
Which we know slows down metabolism. Makes no sense. Makes no sense to me. But, you know, it's like, I see this all the time. You know, these companies, they come sliding into to a city, it's
sliding.
Just like, you know, it's just like, yeah. You know, it's like, you know, we're going to be here forever because we really believe in helping people feel better through nutrition. And it's an educational process. So, you know, but protect yourself.
Thank you.
All right.
And keep listening to the show.
Yes.
And, and even take our class, because that would be very helpful. I've had people from Weight Watchers take the class and, they've made it work.
Right.
Oh, okay. So, thank you.
You're very welcome.
You know, Wendy, I think before we start anything, I know we have to take a break again.
Oh, already?
Because we're kind of behind time.
We're a little
here.
Bit behind. Okay. So we're going to catch up.
Yeah. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition and life-changing education. Next week, January 19th, Dishing Up Nutrition moves to the 12 o'clock hour. So please let your friends know about our time change. Questions today? 651-641-1071. And all the experts in this room today has over 90 years of experience in this field of nutrition. So I think we can answer the question. We'll be back in a minute.
If you're like me, you try to eat right, but the definition of healthy eating seems like a moving target. Should I eat low carb or low fat? The eggs and butter raise my cholesterol. Is coffee good after all? Don't rely on sound bites and infomercials for something as important as your health. You deserve recommendations based on biochemistry. Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering FM 107 listeners a complimentary e-newsletter that is chock full of nutrition information and tips. The Weight and Wellness Way newsletter provides sound information and practical strategies from a nutritionist's perspective. Learn a natural approach to healthy eating based on real whole foods you buy at the grocery store. All this, and best of all, it's free. To subscribe to this complimentary Weight and Wellness Way e-newsletter, go to weightandwellness.com and enter your email address. Then watch your inbox every month for nutrition news and special offers that will help you look and feel your best. For information on other services at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, call 651-699-3438. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wyzetta, and White Bear Lake.
Dishing Up Nutrition has listeners in San Francisco, Miami, International Falls, and Billings, Montana. Whether you live in the Twin Cities or across the country, nutritional guidance is as close as your phone. Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers phone consultations for people at a distance or too busy for office appointments. Would you like to increase your energy, lower cholesterol, or resolve digestive problems? Here's how phone consultations work. First, complete a health history. Next, discuss your health goals with a nutritionist. Then she creates an eating plan for your biochemistry and lifestyle. You make the time, and Nutritional Weight and Wellness provides the plan and support. Make the call from the privacy of your home or office and get nutrition expertise from the people you trust. For information, call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438. Outside the Twin Cities, call 888-805-8954 toll free or go to weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I want to remind listeners of our new time next week. Tune in next Saturday at 12 noon to listen to Dishing Up Nutrition as we continue our discussion about metabolism.
And, you know, before we run out of time, we want to thank Greg Peterson, co-owner of Nutrition Dynamics, for being our special guest today. And, Greg, how can people get a hold of you and, you know, if they have more questions for you?
Well, first of all, all right. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on again today. It's always a pleasure to do that. And probably the best way to do it is to go to our website, which is nut-dyn.com. So nutdyn.com. And we have an area there for where you can pose questions and so forth. Plus, there's a plethora of information on nutrition there, too, that I think you'll enjoy.
Great.
You know, one of the things that I want to kind of end the show as part of it is some of this research that has recently come out about emotional eating. Because I have clients that come in all the time and they talk about emotional eating. And there's been some interesting research, hasn't there, Greg, on emotional eating?
Oh, yeah, there really has. That's kind of a catchphrase, like you're saying, too, Dar, with it. But, you know, there's some things that definitely make a bigger difference. And one, again, is our old friend, the EPA, DHA, omega-3 fatty acids. There's research that shows that actually produces bigger and better brains, that it increases the gray matter volume in the emotional areas of the brain. So we're actually thinking better and making better decisions.
Wow, you know, that's great.
Yes.
So would that be making a better decision about a brownie versus broccoli?
I would guess so. You know, I was really excited when you sent this article out to us, Greg, because I have... You know, it's just another tool that I can hand people, because this was research reported in Neuroscience June of 2007, and that it's really much more than just a psychological problem.
Right. Goes back to what's actually going on in our body. So we want a bigger, better brain to make better decisions. And remember, Dar,
the magic within you is real food and real fatty acids.
And real fatty acids.
Thanks again, Greg.
Thank you.
All is groovy.